USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Las Vegas one day ahead of the Nevada caucuses on the Democratic side of things. Mulan Patel was at that rally, and he tells Fox News Republicans are energized this election year.
Yeah, I think this time's definitely different because Trump's been here for 4 years. We've got so much done with the economy, with our trade deals, with everything, and our country has improved so much, and we've seen what the Democrats have wanted to do to this country.
Reports indicate that the jury has reached a verdict in 3 of the 5 counts brought against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. NBC legal analyst Ron Allen discusses a note from the jury that claims they are hung on 2 counts.
By saying that they are hung on counts 1 and 3, this means that we can readily believe that the jury has found him guilty of one of those other charges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
A huge TV audience tuned in for the latest Democratic debate as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It was the 9th Democratic debate of the 2020 primary cycle, but it was the first to feature former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, and the ratings were record-breaking as a solid 19.7 million total viewers tuned in across NBC and MSNBC. It was the most watched Democratic debate in history, according to NBC officials. The number including 5.3 million viewers in the 25 to 54 age range, which NBC said also made the Wednesday event the top-rated Democratic debate ever in that key demographic.
The U.S. women's soccer team is asking for nearly $67 million in back pay and punitive charges. Lawyers for the team and the U.S. Soccer Federation filed the motion on Thursday. USSF attorneys asked for the U.S. District Court in California to dismiss the charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China is suspending more punitive tariffs on imports of U.S. industrial goods in response to a truce in its trade war with Washington that threatened global economic growth. Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, joins Fox News and says this is great news for U.S. companies.
I think they need U.S. consumer goods. That's point number one, all of our exports. Point number two, there's a certain goodwill here. Point number three, it's consistent with the historic Phase One China deal.
Okay.
It's absolutely consistent. And here's something that most economists won't tell you about, in all honesty. Because of the trade deal with China, because of the trade deal with USMCA, Mexico, and Canada, the U.S. is poised on an export boom because President Trump has rewritten the old deals and is now opening markets as well as making structural changes on things like IP theft and enforcement. Here's a hidden point. By the middle of this year, towards the back end, especially when Boeing comes back online producing airplanes again, as I know they will, you could be back in the 3% growth zone. Mm-hmm. Part of this will be an export boom for agriculture, for manufacturing.
And finally, officials in New Orleans are preparing for Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday, which is next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.